Om Shanti.
5th December 1979. Throughout the whole of history, whenever someone could not use his authority, the main reason was that he had misused his authority. What was the reason why kings lost their kingdoms, politicians lost their positions, and dictators lost their authority? They stopped doing their royal work and began to indulge themselves in their own pleasure and comfort. They themselves began to depend on something or another, and thereby lost their rights. Because they became influenced, they misused their rights. In the same way, all of you have received authority from the Father in every second and every thought. You have received the authority. You have received all rights. Therefore, you must use that authority with the knowledge of its real value. When you misuse something for a trivial matter in carelessness or for your own pleasure and comfort, or if you start thinking or speaking wastefully, then you become unable to use either your treasure of charity that you have accumulated or your godly authority as you should. Even one thought of yours should be very powerful. The elevated thoughts of elevated Brahmins are the instrument to draw the line of fortune of other souls. One thought of yours should be like a switch. That you can put on and so remove all darkness within a second. So this is the Avyakta Murli of the 5th December 1979. I'll start from the last. Baba has said, even one thought of yours should be very powerful. The elevated thoughts of elevated Brahmins are the instruments to draw the line of fortune of other souls. One thought of yours should be like a switch that you can put on, and so you remove all the darkness within a second. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba had said two very important things for other souls. Baba said, while talking with the residents of Madhuban, each and every word which Baba had spoken to outside souls, those who are not staying in Madhuban, become like a lotus, as well as like a boat. Each and every word which Baba has spoken. In the similar manner, each and every word we speak should become like a lotus flower for those souls who are staying outside. So that with that one word, with that one blessing coming out from our lips, should become a lotus for them, so that they would be able to live in a detached and loving manner whilst in the world. That is one. Second, he said, each and every word of Baba, a single word of Baba, becomes a boat for them, a boat that will take them across this world. In the similar manner, each and every word which we speak should also become like a boat for them, so that they can go across this ocean of the world. Words will become powerful when our thoughts are powerful. When mentally we are so strong, when mentally we are in that state of loving and detached state, that time only this will happen. That whatever words we speak, all those words would become a lotus for the worldly souls. Worldly souls are drowned in sorrow, misery and sufferings. Hari, Vari and Kari, all the three things you can see in their life. They are rushed, they are just rushing, they are just hurriedly going along the journey of this life. If you ask them and ask them where they are going, they don't know where they are going. They are just following others. They are just running. They don't know the goal. They don't know even the path. And somehow they have accepted life in this manner. So, they are stressed. They are eating a wrong diet. So all the three things which Baba said yesterday is present in their lives. And all these three things have made their lives so complicated, so perplexed they are. They are caught up in a maze as if, and they don't know what to do, what not to do. Everything in the limbo, everything in the state of indecision, and that's how they are going on. They are just hurrying, they are just rushing, and don't know anything. For such souls, our word is a lighthouse and might house. Our word is a lotus flower. Our word is a boat. And for our words to become like this, we have to make our thoughts so powerful. Each and every thought of yours, see what Baba is saying, each one thought of yours should be very powerful. We should be able to draw the line of fortune of other souls. For this stage, we need a very strong stage. Powerful stage, immovable stage, unshakable stage, constant stage. Unfluctuating stage, unflinching stage. Such powerful stage we have. Then only such words will come from our mouth. Now coming to the initial part of the Murli. Throughout the whole of history, whenever someone could not use his authority, the main reason was that he had misused his authority. What was the reason? Vikings lost their kingdoms. Politicians lost their positions. Dictators lost their authorities. Look at the life of Hitler. If you see the life of Adolf Hitler, see the life of Stalin, Mussolini, so many of them. All these dictators, they lost their powers. They misused their powers. They misused their power. It is said in the life of Adolf Hitler that he never allowed anybody to come near him. He had a constant fear that these people may plot against me. He never allowed even anybody even to keep his or hand on his shoulder. Nobody had that daring to do that. He never allowed anybody. He always had fear. There was one lady whom he loved for 12 years, but he never married her. Because he had a fear that she even might deceive him. He married her when, you know, just 2 hours before his death. When in Berlin, in Germany, when his house where he was there was completely surrounded by enemies and there was no way of escape and he was utterly helpless, most of his colleagues or comrades had left him and he was left alone. That time he married that lady. Just 2 hours before his death. And then he committed suicide. He shot himself and that another lady also shot. Both committed suicide. Why this thing? Because he was always fearful. Why? Because he misused his power. Dictators lost their authorities. Politicians lost their power. Kings lost their kingdoms. All those kings who misused their powers, they lost their kingdom. Hitler killed so many people. So many of them. And how he could inspire them with his false philosophy. But he did that. People followed him. There also there is one psychology point which Hitler had written in his autobiography, Mein Kampf. He said in his autobiography that you keep on telling people one particular thing, even if it is wrong, if you keep on telling that thing for a particular period of time, for a long period of time, then they accept that thing as true. Then they accept that thing as true. He kept on telling his people everything against those Jews. So, whenever a person misuses one's power, that authority is gradually lost. Politicians lost their positions. Even if you see here, all those corrupt politicians who misuse their power, a day comes and they lose their position. Kings lost their kingdoms because of what? Misuse of power. So, they stopped doing their royal work and began to indulge themselves in their own pleasure and comfort. They stopped thinking of their subject. They stopped thinking about the people and they got self-indulgent, drowned in their own self-gratification, their own pleasure, their own comfort. All those kings, if you study Indian history, in Indian history you will find the first emperor of India, Chandragupta Maurya. He overthrew the kingdom of Nandas. The Nanda dynasty was totally overthrown. Why? Because all those, the last of the kings of Nanda dynasty, Dhananand, he was the most corrupt and the most self-indulgent king. Even when the Alexander was attacking India and Chanakya approached him, he insulted Chanakya and threw him, knocked him out of his kingdom. Such corrupt kings, they cannot sustain for long. And the entire Nanda dynasty was thrown overboard. So all the kingdoms lost their kingdoms. Why they lost? Because they indulged themselves in their own pleasure. Now Baba is giving this analogy. Why? They themselves began to depend on something or other and thereby lost their rights. That's what happened with them. Because they became influenced, they misused their right. Now Baba is saying about us. What he is saying? In the same way, all of you Brahmins have received authority from the Father in every second, in every thought. You have received the authority, you have received all rights. Therefore, you must use that authority with the knowledge of its real value. Baba has given us so many authorities and we must use them with the knowledge of their real value. When you misuse something for trivial matter, in carelessness, when you become careless, when you forget that who has given you this authority, when you forget that what is my duty after becoming a Brahmin, when you become careless regarding the lines of codes of conduct, that time, what happens? Or for your own pleasure and comfort, this Brahmin life is for doing intense effort. This Brahmin life is to fulfill Baba's wishes. This Brahmin life is to become perfect. This Brahmin life is to reach that zenith of perfection. This Brahmin life is to become like the Father, to follow one Father. Instead of doing this, we are self-indulgent. We are lost in the gratification of the senses. We are lost in the trivial matters of this world. We are lost in the petty things around. We are lost in waste. We are lost in negativities. We are lost in guilt. We are lost in shame. We are lost in sorrow. We are lost in suffering, in misery. That time, you start thinking or speaking wastefully. We are lost in waste. There is an ocean of waste surrounding us. If you are lost in that, then you become unable to use either your treasure of charity that you have accumulated or your godly authority as you should. So, it is a self-reminder who we are, what we are, what are our authorities, and what we should do, what I ought to do and what I am doing at present. Are my efforts in tune with the call of time? Am I lost somewhere? Have I lost the sight of my ultimate goal? These are all the self questions we need to ask ourselves. Constantly remind yourself of the authority which we have received from the Father. Yesterday Baba, in Sunday's Murli, Baba said you should have intoxication. Intoxication of this unique birth, intoxication of spirituality, intoxication of uniqueness, intoxication of being Master Almighty Authority. When you have this intoxication, you bid farewell to all your weaknesses once and for all. But do I have this intoxication? What is the level of my intoxication? What is the graph of my intoxication? Am I misusing the power? Am I misusing the authority which Father has given me? I have to do so many great things in life, and what I am doing? I am lost in my own troubles, in my own misery, in my own sorrow. Carelessness and hopelessness. These are the two more things. Yesterday Baba told you need to bid adieu to. Am I careless? Am I hopeless somewhere? Let's do self-checking. And one more thing, connecting to the same point. When somebody possesses some power, okay, in what way they misuse the power? Suppose somebody is in charge of one department. Okay. If that person starts thinking that I am the officer here and everybody has to follow me, this is misuse of power. If that person starts humiliating others, that is the misuse of power. If that head of the department or in charge starts bullying others, intimidating others, if that person starts insulting his juniors, if the senior starts commenting on his juniors, if the senior start spreading rumors about their juniors, if the senior start giving false information about their juniors to dadis or their whosoever is their senior, that is also misuse of power. This misuse of power is so subtle. If suppose somebody has gone on leave, they will call him for very silly reasons. That is also misuse of power. You have gone on leave and they will call you back for very silly reasons. Unimportant reason. That is also misuse of power. They will call you urgently and then tell there is nothing. That is also misuse of power. If you do something very good, they may fail to recognize it. They may fail to appreciate it. They may fail to congratulate you. If you give some good idea, new idea, they don't like it. Why this junior is giving me idea? Who is he to give me this idea? If you point out one of their mistakes, they get highly upset with you. Misuse of power. Senior and junior. How their relation should be. If you do something without asking them, they are absolutely angry. They will scold you like anything, left and right. That is also misuse of power. They will get angry with you for no reasons. That is also misuse of power. They will try all means to belittle you. That is also misuse of power. Am I doing that? We all are in such positions that there are few people who are working under us. If nobody, they might be workers or laborers. We scold them, why you did not sweep this clean? This may be center in charge and some sisters under her. This may be zonal in charge and many sisters under her or him. To become in charge, to become head of anything, any institution or any department, there is always, you know, intoxication of power also. I am the boss. You should listen to me. Why you did this without asking me? You should tell me everything. There are some bosses who demand that their juniors should tell them everything. Everything. Whatever you do, don't use much of your brains. Ask me. You can't do anything without asking me. That is also a subtle misuse of power. So all these points are subtle misuse of power. Subtle misuse of authority. Baba has said that you have to give love to your juniors and respect your seniors. One more thing. If I start maligning my seniors, I am already a senior, I am the head, I am the in charge, and there is somebody else above me. And if I start maligning that person using my authority, that is also misuse of power. Because nobody says anything to me. I say anything about anybody. That is also misuse of power. So let's check. Authority has been given to me for proper use. Am I using it in a correct manner? Or I'm going somewhere wrong? This is an administrative issue actually. Misuse of power, misusing power. So let's check. Because the whole world sees us. What we are doing, how we are doing. They know. If we talk loudly or harshly, some people might come and they tell you, you are Brahma Kumar, you are shouting. You are Brahma Kumar, you are shouting. Recently in one of the classes, Dr. Pratap was giving a very good example of his from Chandigarh. There was once a queue for train tickets. Big queue was there. And he and his friend and he, they both reached, they wanted some ticket. So his friend was wearing a badge. So now he wanted to go in between. He did not want to stand in that queue. So he removed the badge, kept in the pocket, and then went and stood in the queue. Why? Because if he goes with the badge in between the queue, people will say, you are Brahma Kumar and you are doing this. Whole world sees us. What we speak, what we do, how we behave, how we laugh, how we walk, how we sit, how we deal with our juniors. Actually, how we deal with our juniors, that is the mark of a gentleman. How do you call the waiter while after going to inside a restaurant? What is your manner? What is your way? Do you treat them as somebody junior? How do you behave with this, all those workers who come here for sweeping? How you behave with them? Do you scold them? Do you feel that you are the boss? Why you did not do this? Why you did not clean my room? As if she or he is your personal servant. How we behave with our juniors, that shows our character. That shows how we are, what we are, what is our level of morality, what is our level of spirituality. Because nobody sees us, it doesn't mean that we can exercise our power in an unruly manner. That's why Baba has said, always keep that feeling of instrument, instrument, instrument. Yesterday is Murli, five vices. Fifth one is arrogance. My speciality, my this, my power, my department, my nature. I am the in charge. From where this my has come? Who has made you in charge? Have you forgotten whose institution is this? So, keep the feeling of instrument. So, we learnt, first thing is about this misuse of power. We should never misuse that. Second thing is power of thought. Our thought should be very powerful. Let's pay attention to each and every thought of ours. Om Shanti.